Chapter 17 Solomon. You will remember that David wanted to build a house for the Lord God, but God would not let him do it, and said that his son should build the house. This son was to be called Solomon, which means that he should be a man of peace. Solomon also was to be king after his father David. So we see that when David had grown old and could no more be king, he sent his servants to take Solomon and make him the king over Israel and Judah. The people cried, "God save King Solomon," and he sat on the throne of David. The people rejoiced and were very glad to make him king, and no doubt they crowned him with the crown which David wore. This is the very thing which we still do with our kings and queens. On a special day they are crowned with much rejoicing, and the people cry, "God save the king," or "God save the queen." After Solomon had been made king, he did some things which were right, but one thing he did which was wrong. He took the daughter of Pharaoh to be his wife. But God had said that they should only be married to their own people, and they should not take wives from the other nations. In this he did wrong, and it led him away after their idols. And when he was grown old, he was carried away still more after other women and their idols. How sad this was, because Solomon had made a good beginning. He offered 1,000 burnt offerings on the altar of God. Then God came to him by night in a dream and asked him what he would like to have. So Solomon made a good choice and asked the Lord for wisdom, which he needed to rule the people well. It would be a good thing if our kings and queens would ask God for this today. God was pleased that Solomon asked for wisdom and promised to make him wiser than all the other kings. God also gave him what he did not ask for, and that was riches and honor. So Solomon was wiser than all other men and was very rich. You will see how wise he was if you read his writings in the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and in the Song of Solomon. Then Solomon began to build the house for the Lord, which was called the Temple. He sent to the king of Tyre for cedar trees and fir trees and great stones for the building. And he used also all the gold and silver and the vessels which David had gotten ready. At one part of the house he built the holy place, which was covered over with pure gold. It took 7 years to finish the building. Then, when it was all finished, they brought the ark of God into the holy place, and the glory of the Lord came down and filled the place like a cloud. Solomon stood before the altar and blessed the Lord for helping him to build the house. He also prayed to God for all the people of Israel, that he would be with them and bless them. Then God came to Solomon a second time and told him that he had heard his prayer and would abide in the house which he had built. One more thing about King Solomon. The Queen of Sheba heard of his wisdom and riches, and came all the way to Jerusalem to see him. She found that he was very wise, because he could answer all her questions. She saw, too, how rich he was, and then she believed it was all true that she had heard. These things should teach us about Jesus, who is greater than Solomon. He is the son of David and king of all his people, and has riches of grace and mercy to give to poor sinners. He has wisdom too, and is able to answer all our hard questions. If we have heard about him and feel our need of him and seek to come to him, we shall find all this to be true. You will remember that he said that he would not cast out any who come to him. Then, too, he prayed for his people when he was on earth, and now still prays for them in heaven. Now you will want to find some texts. You can read about Solomon in two different books of the Bible. In the first book of Kings, the first 11 chapters, and then again in the first 9 chapters of the second book of Chronicles. Then see if you can find the verses in the 12th chapter of Matthew and the 11th chapter of Luke, which tell us about the Queen of Sheba. Once more, try to find the verse in the Song of Solomon, which says, "They crowned King Solomon."